foresight, insight, and hindsight. Three related ways agency financial managers are using data to make better decisions. But just as important as having these wide-ranging sight lines is how they're being translated down to the program level, your level. As part of our week-long multimedia series, The Rise of the Money People, Financial Management Moves Front and Center, Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller explores growing challenges and opportunities for CFOs to discover and uncover solutions to their money problems.
Data is everywhere. It's the engine running the cloud, mobile computing, and all the new gee whiz technologies. But many experts also believe it holds the answers to many of the government's most challenging fiscal questions. Danny Werfel is the controller of the Office of Management and Budget. He offers three examples of how agencies are using data today to improve. The first is the General Services Administration's management of federal real property.
Looking at co-location or consolidation opportunities, pulling data, let's say, from a given geographic region or a type of real estate asset like warehouses or office space, and starting to understand where our underutilization of those assets might lead to consolidation opportunities, and then feeding that information back to the agencies or through the Federal Real Property Council in a way that says, here's what we're seeing in terms of trends in our real estate, and here's where our opportunities are. And that's all data-driven.
The second example Werfel points to is happening within the Treasury Department.
More so than I've seen ever before, I see the Treasury Department analyzing trends in debt collection, isolating agencies that may have be on a slower pace versus agencies that are on a quicker pace, trying to understand what are the factors that drive an agency's ability to be a top performer in debt collection versus others. And then they have their own debt. They collect a lot of debt on behalf of the federal government. So they analyze their own performance as well.
And the third example is FEMA and how it's ensuring money is always available after a disaster.
Where are there opportunities to make sure that they're using accounting data to resolve any gaps in funding that they might need to deal with a particular crisis? So understanding where their cash is, how it's being executed, and analyzing data to make sure that money is in the right spot at the right time to meet an emerging priority.
Werfel's three illustrations are material proof that data analytics is a growing trend across government. A recent survey of CFOs and deputy CFOs by Federal News Radio takes that trend further. It finds about two-thirds of the respondents are using financial data to make budget decisions first and foremost. And at about the same rate, though ranked lower in the survey question, respondents say financial information is also helping them make program and personnel decisions. Vincent Dennis is a principal with Deloitte Consulting. He's also a former federal official who worked in financial management at the CIA and at the National Reconnaissance Office. Dennis puts a finer point on what CFOs and their staff are doing with information.
Financial analytics presents federal agencies a business model or capability to use fact-based decisions and provide real context and transparency. In turn, this can allow them to make increasingly confident, responsive, and repeatable means to both explain why something happened and to model and predict why it may happen across various time dimensions, historically, current, and into the future.
He says he sees agencies using information for planning and budgeting to make investment or disinvestment decisions around workforce issues, and of course, to measure the effectiveness of their internal controls. Dennis, other experts, and our survey show the use of data is gaining momentum, but it's not as widespread as it is in the private sector. Doug Criscatello is a managing director with Grant Thornton and the former CFO at the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
We know the budget of everything, but the cost of nothing. So we like to talk about the state of activity-based costing, managerial cost accounting hasn't evolved to the point that we'd like. But a significant contributor of that problem, in my view, is that the budget and appropriation accounts are structured in such a way, I think, to obfuscate to some extent what it costs to achieve public policy goals. And notwithstanding the GPRA-inspired notion of fully integrated performance budget, appropriation accounts haven't really evolved to enable better understanding of costs to achieve stated objectives.
He says too often agencies have focused on complying with data collection requirements and not on how data can help improve program performance. Deloitte's Dennis agrees with Chris Cotello. He says there has to be a recognition by the program people that they move into a cost-based environment. He says financial analytics helps with that change. Pushing data beyond CFOs and toward program managers is the next step in this financial evolution. Werfel explains agencies first needed to know how to collect the data before starting to look at the information. That was the basis of the CFO Act in 1990, to strengthen internal controls and improve overall financial management. Over the last few years, Werfel says agencies have started to build on the CFO Act's foundation through the use of data analytics. Werfel says before the next layer of the foundation can be cemented into place, there are a few data issues that still need to be resolved.
There's a lot of standardization in the data right now. It's not like we're completely non-standard in every aspect, but there are opportunities to standardize more. And what we're trying to do right now is come up with a roadmap for how we're going to standardize in the near and medium term so that we have an immediate return on investment in terms of ensuring better reliability of the information and better use by the public.
Werfel says one of those is with procurement data. The goal is to make sure the information in USAspending.gov is the same as that in agency financial statements. Werfel says improper payments and real property data also need more attention.
The federal agencies need to and want to come together to build data analytics by sharing information more effectively and in real time around where they're seeing success, where they're spending money, what we own, where we can share. I think a great example of the future is the Prices Paid portal. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy is taking the lead on that. Prices Paid portal basically says federal agencies need to coordinate with one another. We're all buying similar goods, and by getting information out there in a consolidated, comprehensive way, it's going to make sure that federal agencies are smart when they're purchasing to get better prices. It also will mean that we'll see more opportunities to combine our purchasing power.
Before that can happen, however, Deloitte's Dennis warns against what he calls tissue rejection, the idea that the culture of the agency isn't quite ready for this change. He says the current business processes need to be altered to use data more effectively.
We advise agencies to make a determination or at least an initial assessment of who or which activity within the agency will be responsible for performing the analysis and integrating that into the decision processes, and don't lead with technology. Encourage agencies to recognize and appreciate that technology is an enabler, but they should get the functional or the core part of the performance analysis, the data analysis, right, get that planned, and then incorporate technology to enable that.
Dennis adds agencies should start small, achieve a few successes before expanding to something like a data warehouse. The other challenge he points out is communicating the results of the data analysis in a way secretaries and deputy secretaries understand so they can make the decisions. Grant Thornton's Chris Cotello says the next generation of financial managers will overcome two of those hurdles to tip those scales toward better analysis and communication and survive this time of budget reductions.
Program offices, beyond controlling their budgetary resources, typically don't have access to the type of financial info that resides in OCFOs. So I would say program offices developing those relationships with their OCFO, and also moving toward real-time data. That's a real differentiator and a need not only for data, but real-time data, information that matters right now. I think from a programmatic perspective, and financial data is a key part of that.
And nowhere will that real-time data come in more handy than when Congress or the White House ask for or even demand cuts to your budgets. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
We'll post Jason's story later today, and you can find the results of our CFO survey and all of our stories from our special week-long series just concluding this afternoon. The Rise of the Money People, Financial Management Moves Front and Center as Agencies Make the Final Assault on Wasted Billions. It's all at federalnewsradio.com. Search term Money People.